Welcome, oh boy, welcome to the IndyCast, a crass pop culture podcast that's supposed to be about wrestling. On this episode, your hosts have a special guest, and they spend the next hour debating Disney movies. Oh, someone's gonna get sued! Now here are your hosts, Chad Allen, Shelly Allen, and Zach Romero!
Greetings, everybody. Welcome once again to the IndyCast. Chad Allen, Zach Romero, Shelly Allen, all in the room right now in the...
Hello.
The brand new IndyCast headquarters.
That's true.
We have upgraded the headquarters. So yay for
thanks
that.
Thanks to listener support from you.
That's right.
They've been able
all
to...
All dozens of dozens. Yep. We've moved up to a larger cardboard box.
They're moving on up.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest with us this week. Mm-hmm. A return guest at that. I am very
glad. Fan favorite.
A fan favorite. Who, by the way, we will have to possibly discuss another challenge with by the time this episode is done. We have the one and only from Phil Singer Games. Todd Gershell is on with us. Todd, welcome back to the IndyCast.
Well, thank you for having me, guys. I love being on the IndyCast, and I've been looking forward to this. This is going to be great.
That's wonderful. So we're going to start off with something, a very
controversial topic. Thanks, Nick Iggy, for setting the internet on fire with his hot takes.
No. Did I share this off at Iggy's? I'm trying to remember who I borrowed.
Oh, I don't know, but I just knew that Nick Iggy was making controversial decisions and like standing firm on them. Like he was literally burning down people's dreams.
I didn't see all of those.
It's gruesome. Nick Iggy is handsome and he is very, very ruthless.
Oh,
with his
we
opinions.
Might have to get Iggy back on the show based off of this.
To make some strong defenses. So, I'll bring up a couple. When they come across here. But anyways, so Todd here is going to be, I think, in the decision-making seat here, but we are all going to be voicing our opinions on the giant Disney versus Pixar film bracket.
It's a March Madness-style bracket, because it is obviously that time of year where the March Madness tournament's going on. But since none of us know anything about actual sports...
Nope.
Wait, time out.
Everybody, none of us but Shelly know anything about actual sports... But we do know Disney Pixar movies.
Right.
Because you and I, Shelly, obviously have two wonderful, lovely
adorable children that will watch movies on loop.
And Todd has kids and is a big Disney fan as well.
Yep.
And Zach has no
big Disney fan.
I'm married to Luna. That's my excuse.
Touche. You do have
I can show you the cork board at home with thousands of dollars worth of enamel pins of Disney just thrown on there.
So,
and I will add more importantly also, my nickname is the Tournament Master
also
in the Fencing Against community, so it is very appropriate to have a tournament as part of this episode.
Well, TM, between Disney and Pixar, now how is this going to work? Do we go all down the list, or do we go...
I think we should just go down one side.
King of the Ring style, right?
Yeah.
So, we'll go down one side and then go down the other. We'll do the first round first. Yeah, I think this works.
So, do we want to start with Disney, or do we want to start with Pixar?
I think we should start with Disney, because I definitely see a couple movies that I want to get the hell off this bracket as quickly as possible. And they're on the Disney
God,
side.
Calm down.
He's got a personal vendetta here.
She knows exactly what movie I have the vendetta against, too. Yes. She knows right where I'm going with. So,
first bracket here appears to be Lion King versus Tarzan. Am I reading that right?
You are indeed.
Yes? Okay.
That's correct.
All right, so I guess let's start in a circle. So I guess Todd will throw his vote / sales pitch, and then we'll go to Chad, Shelly, and myself.
Sounds good.
So, Todd, Lion King or Tarzan?
We'll rotate around. So, so for me, my vote goes towards the Lion King. I mean, this was a kind of a landmark movie for me. Disney animated movie there. Tarzan, never really. I mean, I've seen bits and pieces, but Lion King is kind of eternal. There's a Broadway play made after it. I mean, gosh, thanks,
And it was marvelous. So, in case you haven't seen it,
it's very good.
All right, Chad.
I would like to state for the record, fuck Tarzan.
Oh!
I hate that movie. I despise that movie. There's only one movie on this list later on that I possibly hate more than Tarzan.
Why such hate for Tarzan?
I just never liked it. I don't think the music is any good. I think the storyline is
cheesy. But the music's by someone you like.
I do like Phil Collins. You're absolutely correct.
Who you harass me with.
Okay.
So it's Lion King for Chad, right?
Okay.
Gotcha. So it's Lion King for me, and I'm going to say numbers and sense-wise, is the largest producing Disney movie. That's the number one seed on the Disney side. They make a show at Animal Kingdom just for it. Mm. I just bought a Hakuna Matata ears. They're very cute. And I know that every time we watch Tarzan, which my kids love, Chad hates.
Yeah.
He's over here like a ball of hate. And I don't understand. The Tarzan movie's funny. It's cool. It doesn't beat Lion King, but it's funny. But Chad hates it. With a passion.
Well, for me, I unfortunately also have to vote for Lion King. Now, we are talking about two award-winning films because I believe Phil Collins did win an Oscar for Best Original Song Tarzan.
Yeah, probably You'll Be in My Heart, yes. Which is a cheesy song.
Oh, he hates it.
But I will say that Tarzan is kind of in this, and I'm not trying to out any other. Is this one even? Oh yeah, it is on there. It's in a post era of Disney animated films where they weren't as focused, they weren't as tight as basically they weren't ripping things off as clearly.
Right.
So they kind of get lost. They're sort of this post Lion King kind of post Aladdin Beauty and the Beast era where things kind of get away a little bit, and they're
you're right.
We're just kind of talking about characters. We're not really talking about a story. It's very unclear what we're going with and.
Well, to be honest...
the villain in Tarzan is so ridiculous that you're why is this even a thing?
The villain in Tarzan is an obvious jungle villain. It's a great villain to gorillas, to actual gorillas. These are villains.
Yeah, but he brings a pug onto a jungle island and is in a lavish, super suit and stuff like that. it's a little much.
Yeah.
Maybe. I guess I'm I don't understand why. We don't
Scar didn't roll up on a motorcycle is my point. Sunglasses and hey, I'm here to be cool.
But he has a pretty ridiculous song.
True.
I understand lots of people love it, and I'm a villain, so I get, he's a good villain. But man, he was weak. He was weak. Man. And the villain, at least in Tarzan,
had a gun.
Fights as well as he can. You know what I mean?
And then accidentally hangs himself, which is really weird.
Because he's not jungle bound. He's not a jungle king.
He's not jungle bound.
Yeah.
That was the original name for that movie, by the way. Not jungle bound. Right. All right, so next one is...
What we're saying is Lion King crushes Tarzan.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's four for four on that.
All right, so we put that on the new
I'd be very interested to see where this one goes.
The next one?
Yeah, this one was a tough one. My daughter and I went through the whole bracket yesterday. We had a little bit of a tough time on this one.
The Todd had a Chamber of Commerce to discuss
with. We would
have
so much debate in our house about this.
Okay. So, Todd, which one did you end up picking on the next round? It's Princess and the Frog versus Lilo and Stitch.
It was a tough call. We gave the slight nod to Lilo and Stitch. Mostly because of the comedy factor with Stitch, how endearing Stitch is as part of it, I think kind of pushed it over. And especially with Stitch, the character at Disney World itself is one of the best characters to interact with. So I think that maybe kind of biased us a little bit. But I think we went as far in the movie also, just the comedy he brought was just, as far with I think pushed it over the top.
So how do you let's go to you. What's your choice?
This is pretty obvious. It, for me, because Princess and the Frog is my favorite Disney movie. I'm tan, right? We have a tan princess. I have mixed daughters. It's the only one they put up, right? She's cute. She works hard. It's a good message. It's got really fun music. I happen to like New Orleans. It's a very New Orleans-centric movie. She's one of the only princesses who works.
True.
You know what I mean?
Just handed,
wasn't handed stuff. Right. She had to get that man. What I mean? She didn't fall into his arms or anything. And just didn't. They didn't sing in the forest.
True.
You know what I mean? She had to put him to his place.
That's a little more difficult.
Calm down. They worked for it, is what I'm saying.
So we've got one vote Lilo Stitch, one vote Princess and the Frog.
Where'd he go?
Oh, me? Okay.
Yeah.
So we talked about the last bracket was trophy versus trophy, basically.
Yeah.
This one is interesting because I feel like these are opposites.
Really?
I feel like Princess and the Frog, super underrated.
It is.
I feel Lilo and Stitch, crazy overrated.
Yeah.
Because, now I don't have the numbers to back this up, but pop culturally, in terms of just a film, I feel like Princess and the Frog, Lilo and Stitch, did about the same in the box office. But for whatever reason, and we're not going to go into conspiracies here, Princess and the Frog is okay, here's a t-shirt. Lilo and Stitch, same amount of success. You better get a goddamn Lilo stuffed animal stuffed in the asshole of every child who walks in this park because Jesus almighty, everything has to be Stitch. Why is every pin in the park something related to Stitch? Hey, it's Stitch on the Haunted Mansion. He's an alien. Why is he on the Haunted Mansion?
No, we all know why. Because they have a resort in Hawaii.
True.
So they're selling the resort in Hawaii, right?
True.
They hey, go. That's the only other place you can get Dole Whip, okay? Mm. So They're selling it hard. We stayed at the Polynesian. We had breakfast with Lilo and Stitch. It was very awesome. The girls
and you
were
said,
super
hey,
floored.
If we were on a riverboat, I'd be okay with this too.
Yeah,
this
have to that's be... what I'm saying. But when the girls sit down, it's still Princess and the Frog. It's okay. A better story than Lilo and Stitch. To me, I think it's a better story.
That's true. That's true.
And that's unproven about merch. Princess and the Frog merch sells, it's sold out all the time.
Right.
I tried to get one of those animator dolls for our daughters for 4 months because every black person on the planet went out and tried to get it. And it was sold, it's still sold out.
True, like, but Lilo and Stitch had a TV show.
They did.
They've had spinoffs. They've had the, when Alien Encounter decided to get, take it out, what was the first thing to do? Put this trash bag Lilo and Stitch robot in here, call it a day.
I know.
Like, when all else fails, the answer is, can you jam Stitch into it somehow? That says something.
It's true.
Now, for me, I'm going to go with Princess and the Frog, because Lilo and Stitch can bite my ass. But... just that's the, I think the dichotomy here is you've got something that's super underrated versus something that's crazy overrated.
Right.
So, all Chad, right, it's Chad. Up to you.
Princess and the Frog is my vote.
Okay.
I think it's the better movie. I love Lilo and Stitch, don't get me wrong. I don't mind having Stitch all over the park. That doesn't bother me as much as it does you.
Yeah.
But
except that ride.
And it's close. It's, yeah, the ride was horrible. Yeah, I'm glad they've just shut the ride down now completely, by the way. Now it's just a Stitch meet and greet.
Oh, God, yeah, that was definitely negative.
Right.
Right.
So, I don't dislike Lilo and Stitch. In fact, I really like Lilo and Stitch. I just think, especially the Angeline song, I think is one of the better Disney songs out there. And I love the Shadow Man. I think Dr. Facilier is probably one of the better villains they've had. So that's why I go with...
Keith David is the man.
Keith David is the man. So.
So for the next bracket, because of your amazing printing, I don't know what this is.
Big Hero 6
versus...
What?
Todd, you probably can tell. Who's
Tangled.
Fighting?
It was Tangled.
I think it's Tangled. Tangled versus Big Hero 6. That's the next matchup.
Right, oh my God, invisible. I don't know how to do this.
Todd, I'll be very interested to hear your choice on this one. Tangled or Big Hero 6?
Huge fan of either one, to be quite honest. I mean, compared to some of the other ones on the list, I think I kind of like Big Hero 6. I give a little bit of leaning towards that because it's so different from other Disney movies. Kind of a cool story, some interesting characters. So Baymax is kind of a neat character. So I give a nod to Big Hero 6 here.
I'm in a similar boat to Todd in the I don't really give a shit either way on either of these films.
You guys are not invited over anymore.
But I will give it to Tangled because
Tangled?
That one from what I have seen of it, I've enjoyed Big Hero 6 was just sort of like we're trying superheroes but we're not committing to Marvel. We're just doing kind of our own thing. It was like okay. I vote Tangled on that one. Chadley.
I am going to also vote Tangled, even though I do look like a walking version of Baymax some days. Tangled, I think, was the better movie. I just enjoyed it more, and I wish they would do more with Tangled at the parks, actually. That's always something that...
made a restroom.
Right.
One of the best grossing movies for that year for them. They sell a ton of her merch.
You can take a picture with the lanterns.
You can take a picture with the lanterns.
And go take a dump.
At the dump. Like, where you're supposed to take a poopy. I don't understand their park design. But this is a real tough one for me. I legitimately watch these two movies with our girls probably every 2 weeks.
Good to know.
I am home with the Piper multiple times a week. And she loves both of them. We have all of the figurines for Big Hero 6, because that's right, Chad does indeed look like it. Mm-hmm. And if you go to our Facebook page, it is a picture of us hugging Baymax.
Right.
True.
So, it's a real tough one for me. I'm going to have to say Tangled.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go with Tangled. And because it was a great retelling of a traditional princess story, in a way that didn't make her sound like the sad princess stuck in a tower. Like, she was going out. She had a purpose.
Right.
She did a mission. She could have done it on her own. The love story was secondary to her finding her own story, which is, I'm always about that. It doesn't have to be like, oh, I love a man. Right.
There was a sassy horse.
Yeah. It was really tough for me because Big Hero 6 doesn't have a romance at all, and that's better.
That's refreshing,
right?
Yeah.
It's great to see, like, an action movie for kids that's, like, not... not like crazy violence and it's not crazy weird. Like, there was a solid purpose all the way through Big Hero 6. I feel like it's very underrated, though. True. Like, Baymax gets a lot of hype.
But the movie itself doesn't. Yeah.
Right, the movie itself doesn't. So, like, to me, that was a really tough one. That was like a 7-8 against each other in a bracket.
Now, I'm super interested in this next one.
Yeah, all right.
So, Todd, next one.
We have 2 #1 seeds in the next bracket.
Right. <Yeah. laughs> So, Todd, Frozen and Moana. This is an important question here.
There's no bracket that would put these two movies together. What are we doing?
That's how I know. This is kind of ridiculous one here. Yeah. I mean, this is Hogan versus Andre. You know, the first, back in WrestleMania 4. Oh, well, actually, technically second round, but whatever. This is really tough. I love Frozen. Big fan of that. You know, that was probably one of my favorite Disney movies there. But I'm gonna give the edge to Moana. I just love the story that was done there. The music in there. You know, the rock in it. I mean, how can you go against?
Yeah, I was gonna
that
say.
Too?
I feel like that's a little. We're leading the witness here in terms of it's a wrestling podcast, so right. The Rock's appearance does help.
It's a wrestling podcast, so you got to vote for the movie with the Rock in it. There, I mean, some of the songs, just the "You're Welcome" song, the "Shiny" song, and then so, the songs that she's singing too. But I got to go Moana.
So for this one, before we debate, before we discuss, I just want one word answer. Of which you pick, and then we'll talk about it.
Oh, God.
Chad.
Moana.
Shelley.
Moana.
Zach, Moana. No question. So you mentioned, Chad, you mentioned the first bracket, like, oh, Lion King slamming over Tarzan.
Right.
This couldn't have been an easier one for me.
Really?
Like, be an easier one. Like.
Oh, my God.
Don't like Frozen?
Don't care. Just does nothing for me.
I really enjoyed
Moana, the jam.
I really enjoyed Frozen. Actually, you know what the funny part is? It is not necessarily The Rock that made the edge to Moana for me. Though, by the way, you're absolutely right. Let's say Moana has The Rock, but Frozen has one of the best face-to-heel turns in Disney history.
True.
With,
Alan Tudyk is a chicken, though.
And that's true. And Alan Tudyk is in that one. But actually, the one thing that makes Moana better for me is the crazy grandmother.
She is a great character.
I freaking love her. It's one of my favorite characters.
She's a great character
of all time. So,
and all right, so Shelley, you struggled. There was never a doubt in this kid's mind over here. I knew from the moment this bracket was up. And by the way, controversies. Nick Iggy voted Frozen instead of Moana.
Yeah, no, I'm going to tell you why. It was a really tough one. In our house, they are equally as loved.
Wow.
Yeah. We have taken the children to both sing-alongs.
Yeah.
In the movie theater for Frozen. Frozen played. I wish I was kidding you. We have watched that movie at least 100 times.
Oh, God, yikes.
We have watched Moana at least 100 times. Like, we saw it in the movie theaters 4 times. 4. So in our house, I just put my kids to bed. One's wearing a Moana dress, and the other one's wearing a Frozen dress. No joke. This is a serious problem. This can't happen on a bracket. This can't happen.
So to tie into an earlier point that you made, Shelley, that you said that, you know, Princess and the Frog really reached out to you because it was, hey, we're actually telling a story with characters of color. Does the fact that Frozen and Moana are such head-to-head in this house, is that a testament of how good Frozen is? Because Moana should have been the shoe-in.
Yeah,
because,
exactly.
Hey, it's a story of people of color. This is already an edge.
So Moana has the most accurate storyline. It is blending multiple Polynesian cultures, whatever. I'm a historian in this regard, so, like, yes, I know all of those stories, and yes, they did a very good job of blending them. They used actors of that culture. They got Lin-Manuel to come out and write some cool raps.
Right.
My favorite 2 songs are
Thank you. You're welcome. And Shiny.
And Shiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I can sing all the words.
Yeah.
But Frozen changed how we looked at princesses. Okay? So they weren't... A man didn't save them. Right? Sisterhood saved them. The men were unnecessary in the movie, essentially. The main love story is a secondary plot point.
I bet you I know where you're going right
now. Secondary plot points.
Now...
They have a great twist. with Hans.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, but...
they were eating sandwiches and finishing each other's sentences at the beginning, which but, might as well be, let's get it to go, let's get it on.
Right, but right? Here's like, the thing, is you're building a lot of greatness off of things that just sort of fell into place.
Yes.
Because originally, Elsa was supposed to be the villain.
Right. She's still the villain.
Then they write this kick-ass Let It Go song, and they go... so, pretty great. That doesn't sound like a villain. That's movie, no Be Prepared. This is pretty good.
Frozen is Deadpool to me.
Okay.
Okay? There's an anti-hero.
Okay.
Not really a villain. Right?
Right.
She just is misplaced with her angst.
Right. But my point is, once that song comes out and they go, oopsie doodle.
Yeah.
We just wrote the ultimate, like, yay, go, you know, be go a feminism. Hero, go feminism yeah. song for Hitler.
Yeah.
guess we better change that character then, and then that starts this domino effect of
shave that mustache.
Well, now this guy who was Prince Charming is now Gaston at the end,
right?
Yeah,
and this is that like so now it comes across like oh how different they were going against the grain.
Yeah.
No, it was they were totally going towards the grain, and then this one song screwed it up, and they went the song is so good we'll let the rest be different. I don't care.
So my favorite character.
I don't
character,
buy that argument.
What was that, son?
I don't think I buy that.
Yeah, I think he's trying to defend his Moana a little. My favorite song in Frozen is the first one of the movie when they are cutting ice. That is by far the most historically accurate of the time. I love it. It's a great song. Kristoff is my favorite character. He is the only one who's logical in the whole movie. All the other women are going kind of nuts. What are we doing out here in the snow? Kristoff's like, wait a minute, you fell in love in a minute? Like, who are you? That doesn't make any sense. Like he's the voice of reason throughout the whole movie, and I like it. So that part of the movie works really well for me, and I appreciated it more than I can say. So it's really tough. It's really tough for me to pick Moana over Frozen. I have to say. Until Moana came out, Frozen was going to be the number one forever. Right. I was like, there's nothing that's going to knock that. And then Moana was done so well that I didn't know what to say to myself. And, I was like, God dang.
And, you know...
makes you wonder what's coming next.
Yeah.
And, you know, the best part of Moana is after Tamatoa's song, they didn't just ride a giant crab who was a hero now because the song was so good. No, he's a bad guy. He stayed a bad guy.
Right. And then there's an end credit where he's still a bad guy.
Right, true.
Right?
Yeah.
So
and great. I love that they brought one half of the Flight of the Conchords to be David Bowie.
Yes.
Like, okay, well, that's fine too, I guess. Oh, so good.
So good. That one was hard for me.
All right, so this one I don't think is going to be as difficult.
Yeah.
This is a crush.
Todd, Aladdin or Hercules?
Well, you know, I was surprised. My daughter actually voted for Hercules on this, which I was surprised about. It is underrated. I will still give the nod to Aladdin because it is a little bit more of a classic story, and the genie is awesome. So I'm going to give it to Aladdin.
Aladdin is the what I feel is the one and only correct answer. However, I would like to state for the record, if I had a crush on any type of Disney female, Meg from that movie is probably it.
Meg from Hercules?
Yeah. I was really worried you were going to be drawn in Hades. Like, until you threw girl in there. I was like, Hades, James Wood is pretty dreamy in that.
By the way, Hades, very much probably one of the best villains they've ever come up with either.
True.
So there's a lot of good going for Hercules, but definitely Aladdin's.
Shall
I
mean,
Robin Williams, I mean, come on.
Right. Sure, yeah, you get on top of that.
Okay, so this is my controversial pick.
Okay.
Because it should be Aladdin. Okay. Aladdin should crush it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's the better movie. It had Broadway. I enjoy watching Hercules the most. So Hercules is my nut. It has great music. Music that's way better for a musical.
True.
Than Aladdin, by the way. Everything is a chorus. Everything is well designed. It should have been the one that was called up. But no, we love on Aladdin, right? We love it.
Mm-hmm.
Has a classic princess, so I get it. She's half naked, though. So as a mom, her traditional outfit is not helpful for me. And Hercules, though in Roman times, should be more... everyone's well-dressed, okay? Yeah. Everyone's fully clothed. And I don't have to try to make an outfit out of that one.
True.
So I think Hercules tells a better story. I think it's telling a better message to children.
super interesting because I couldn't disagree with you more.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No, Aladdin's like, yeah, it's a good story. Don't get me wrong. It's a smart, great message, too. She's still half naked. So, like, it doesn't make my girls any better of a situation. Okay. She's still a princess, right, and she's pampered. And she does nothing to really get, to, like, she doesn't have to do anything to be
okay,
the,
so
the
there,
love interest.
Okay, so there is, okay, if I stand corrected. You're looking at it from the point of view of, like, what is the story being told from female characters? I wasn't right. looking at it that way.
Okay.
I do agree with you on that. Meg is a way, way better character because she's well-rounded. She has a personality.
Right.
She's sassy. She doesn't need a man.
Yes.
Like, that is a very
she
interesting character.
She has faults
so
and positives.
You're 100, I don't have a disagreement on that. The disagreement I have is if you're looking at it from the main story and from our hero,
mm-hmm.
Aladdin tells a very, very simple, very straightforward story. Hercules tells no story.
Hercules
because,
chose Meg and stayed on Earth.
No, 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 no,
Evan.
No, 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 no.
He could have eaten ambrosia
tell me,
salad
tell me,
and chilled with gods.
Tell me.
What?
Tell
what?
Me. Where,
Savior of men.
Where is the conflict that Phil has to train Hercules? Because here's the thing.
All his
the
other
movie,
guys died.
Yes, but the movie presents Hercules as, and I love this bracket because these two stories, Aladdin and Hercules, should be exactly the same. Because Aladdin is cute,
mm-hmm.
but as soon as he gets rich, he's a big old dick. And then he has to
he's
be
a
humbled.
Crybaby.
Then he has to be humbled to go, okay, no, I get it. Don't be a dick when you're rich. Don't be a dick when you're on top. Be humble.
Camel
be
butt,
a hero.
Break your back.
Right, exactly.
Wait, sit down, be humble. Are we about to do some rap lyrics?
Right.
Like,
but Hercules, the same story mm-hmm. of like, you know, you should be a hero, ba 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 ba. There is never a moment in that movie when Hercules
when he gives away
is
all
not
of his...
being a hero, is my point. There's never a moment when it's
that's
like,
true.
Oh,
okay,
Hercules,
there isn't a moment where he's
you're being
a dick.
Kind of a dick. You need to learn a lesson. There's no lesson learned. He came from the moment he was born. He was like, I'm going to be a nice guy. And then he grows up, and he's a nice guy. And then he goes to Rome, and Rome is a big city, and it's going to go to his head. No, he's a nice guy. And then Hades is like, oh man, I'm going to trick you into this. And Hercules, he's a nice guy. And then at the end of the movie, Meg gets killed because she's being selfish or some convoluted reason. And what does Hercules do? When the chips were down, when all the dust had settled, what did Hercules do? He was a nice guy. So there is no story there. Hercules has some awesome characters, has some great music. But there is no lesson to be learned from Hercules other than always be nice. And then I guess things will work out okay.
Well, what it
what's
says
what's the meanest
is,
thing he does in that movie? He kills the Hydra, which he's supposed to do anyway. That's the meanest
that's
thing he does.
The meanest thing he actually does is demand his godhood when he hadn't earned it yet.
He was born from Zeus. That's not like a, am I a god? I don't, no, my
but
dad is god. I think I'm a god. That's
he's a half god at that point.
True.
He lost his powers, right? And then he still hasn't earned it. Right? They still haven't given it to
him. He didn't earn it because Zeus thought he didn't earn it. He didn't earn it because he was like, Hercules was a dick since birth.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, dude, if you just do one nice thing, you can be a god. I promise you. Just help an old lady. Just do something. And you'll be a god. No, it was, hey, you're super cool. Zeus is busy. He's eating Fig Newtons or something like that. He was designing Air Hercs or something like that. He wasn't paying attention to what was going on.
I have a question for Todd. Why did his daughter pick Hercules?
No, you're right the first time. Why did your daughter pick Hercules?
I mean, she just picked it because she is big into all the, like, Roman god characters now.
Okay.
She's reading a lot of books, like, based on that. So,
it's
I think
real
also
history,
she's seen
right?
her
a real story.
On Netflix more recently.
Of which we cannot prove
Whoa.
Aladdin is.
Whoa. Real history?
Yeah, you know, the proven history that, like, Hercules was, like, bouncing around and stuff.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Look, do we not have historical things about their gods? Do we not go to museums and see things about Roman and Greek gods
that people made, like not like
people.
No one had, there's no museum.
Historical figures.
Yeah, there's no museum where there's a Polaroid of Zeus hanging out. It's like a statue somebody made.
Look, a whole civilization was built on the belief of these creatures, as in all civilizations are built on the belief of a god.
Right.
Right.
And there's a whole civilization who believed the Earth was flat, and then we went, no, that's not true, and then.
Right.
200 years later, it was like, oh, maybe it is true because people are dumb all over again.
Yeah.
But
people
but
believe in
saying.
Dumb stuff is my
yeah,
point.
They do.
So you can't base it on,
Aladdin's
oh, well, there were gods.
Aladdin's story is a story that you told children to not do this. Like, don't go searching for gold Because you'll find the cave that will eat you forever.
Yes. And that's Todd, cover your ears. And the God story is a story you told dumb people to go, hey, stop raping because God will be mad. That's what that is. Did you cover your ears, Todd? You didn't need to hear that. But I will say...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you, Todd.
Do we ever get sax vote on this?
Oh, no. It's Aladdin 1000%. But I will say, if we can tie this up in a nice little package, I love this bracket because these were two movies that had the balls to bring up not Anglo-Saxon religions. Because you've got Roman gods... And they drop Allah like half a dozen times in Aladdin. So the fact that both of those got away with that is super awesome in like the pantheon of Disney movies that they're... Because as you pointed out, a lot of the princesses are all like kind of the same. Because it's all just like, oh, they're just pretty white girls and that's it. Like, and all that, and that's kind of how they all go. So the fact that these were like different sort of theologies, I think is super cool. And
very
so
true.
I will try to tie that up in a nice bow. They are both winners in that respect because they didn't go the same way. But Hercules totally is just off the rails.
So I'm very interested in the next bracket here. We have.
So we have Aladdin moving on.
Yeah, 3-1. I lost that one.
You're the dissenting vote. Okay.
That's all right. Todd lost Lilo and Stitch 3-1. Right. So we've had some grand slams.
Yeah. Next round, Little Mermaid and Pocahontas.
We start with Todd. Todd, which did you and the family pick?
Went with The Little Mermaid. I mean, this is the movie that really like brought in the revolution of Disney princess movies, like to the the more modern age. I mean, this is kind of a landmark one. I went with that. Pocahontas. I think I've seen once, and it was all right, but that wasn't as resonating as Little Mermaid.
Who was next in the rotation here? Do we even remember?
I think probably me.
Take it.
I'm voting for Little Mermaid because Todd's right. This is the movie that saved the animation studio.
It's true.
Historically, it has more of an impact. But to the point that I made all the way back with Tarzan about that like post era where we kind of lost the plot a little bit in terms of like what story are we telling exactly?
Yeah.
The grievances I had about Hercules, really more focused on Pocahontas. Pocahontas is very messy in terms of just like, Pocahontas is a much less care put into it and much less thought put into it Moana. It's like, oh, there's like a spiritual mother figure and she's going to find her destiny. Maybe, kinda. Her destiny's Mel Gibson, I guess. Whatever. That's fine. Oh. Like, there's a couple cool parts. Like, the Savages song is... kind of fucked up, but it is really, it's a catchy song. It's a well-written song and very interesting.
Colonizers.
Yeah, but it's very just sort of like, I don't know, white people are pretty great. Like, So this one is one of the ones that I think of like that post-era of Disney animated features where it's like, you should have ripped off something a little more ripped off. Like not, you kind of took like a couple of characters and were just like, I don't know, and Pocahontas is hot, I guess, and an adult and not a kid when the white people show up. And her and John Smith are cool, and that's nice. And look at this raccoon. It doesn't have rabies. Like, So I'm giving it to Little Mermaid. And also, the ride makes me laugh at Magic Kingdom because it feels like they wanted to tell the whole story and they ran out of room. Because if you've never seen the movie and you ride that ride, you're like, how come the octopus lady became the barrel-chested man with the beard at the end? Because it just cuts right to it. She's like, Mwah! Well, anyway, here's King Triton. Have a good day. Get a churro. Oh, okay, thanks.
Get a churro.
That is the one ride I've not been on in Magic Kingdom.
Oh my god, it's the best ride ever.
Hysterical. Like I said, it's cool, it's super cool, and it's like the best of scenes, but in terms of a narrative, you're just like, wait, how do we solve this? All right, well, whatever, wave, okay.
I will make this one very easy for me, because Pocahontas is the next step just below how much I hate Tarzan.
I forgot about that subplot of this episode.
Pocahontas sucks.
Oh.
Tarzan sucks more, but Pocahontas sucks just that little bit less.
Well, now I gotta make you a new shirt for Disney trips. Just says Pocahontas sucks. And on the back it says Tarzan sucks.
I will wear it proudly. Little Mermaid is great. Little Mermaid wins this one easily.
So Chad knows I have a soapbox moment about this one and the next one.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I get up on it a lot,
okay,
and I scream and yell
mountaintop,
at the Disney, at Disney, okay. at Magic Kingdom, in the middle of, like, where the carousel is, I will get on my soapbox and yell about this. Pocahontas isn't a fucking princess. Okay? She's not one. She doesn't become one in the movie.
That's true.
She's a chieftain's daughter. That is not the same.
That's true.
Two, it's not accurate. It pisses on history. Okay? It takes a big stinking whiz on what actually happened.
That's a great point.
Right? And then you try to shoehorn her in with all the other princesses. Those girls married princes, okay? They at least hoarded out enough to get their prince.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
But bringing out the RW.
She didn't. And I don't... I get that they wanted to become cultural again. They're like, right. Oh, we should put some people of color in because we've been forgetting them for 50 years.
Right.
But this wasn't their moment. This wasn't it. It has very nice music. It won awards for really great... songs, but they did the songs really back then. Great.
Colors of the Wind is okay.
Colors of the Wind is all right, right?
It's like a Michael Bolton-y mid-90s sort of soft jam.
I skip that whenever it shows up on my Spotify.
If it was on, if you got in an elevator and like the instrumental was playing, it would be nice. You wouldn't be mad.
No, it's not. It's terrible. It's so bad. It's so bad that every time the kids want to watch it, because they do, I leave the room. I'm like, I can't watch this movie with you. I hate Pocahontas. I hate it. Cool. And I'm a big history buff. Hate it.
I'm very interested to hear the Mulan story after this.
Oh, yeah. It's the same soapbox. You know
okay,
it.
All right. Okay, 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 okay.
You know it.
And also, so, by the way, to make this a little easier, too, Shelley's favorite character of all Disney time is in The Little Mermaid. So
is Ursula. I am her. I dress up as her all the time. We know all the lyrics to her song.
Are you
we
sad that they couldn't get Bea Arthur to do her voice? The actress they got is the jam, but it's basically they couldn't get Bea Arthur, so they got somebody who
Arthur. I really like who they got.
Yeah.
We could sing the whole part in the ride, okay? Because that's the highlight of the ride is going past Ursula.
It really is.
I like it when we get stuck there, by the way, because then good. We can see it a lot
that's
longer.
The sign of a fan.
Yeah. And the girls know this is the best. We plan this ride every time we go, right? It's my favorite. It's also the greatest air-conditioned moment.
That's true.
You're hot as bananas by that point. It's got great air conditioning. It has a great wait line on the regular people side. I don't know. We fast pass it, so I don't know what they do over there. But I'm told it's awesome. I'm told it's awesome.
Non-fastest.
Yeah, it's fast pass. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's good.
But, so yes, I love it. We go on it every time. The girls can sing all the songs. There was no chance Little Mermaid wasn't winning. Okay, no chance. They make reference it. They make references to it in Moana. Like, it's a great movie. It passed on all the things. However, also as a mom, when it comes to costumes...
It's a bummer.
Killing me. Killing me, Disney. Yeah. That girl is naked, and she's 16.
Yeah.
I gotta explain to a 7-year-old why she can't be Little Mermaid. Yeah. Nope, no Ariel for you. You get Ariel's dress when she's fully dressed in the kingdom.
Yeah.
With no voice.
That's the pink one, when you go to the Dine in the Castle, that's the one you can
They have both the pink one in the castle and her unnaturally disgusting 90s wedding dress.
Yeah.
That looks like a marshmallow threw up on her.
Yeah.
It's really big, it's very white.
Now, can we say that the Little Mermaid movie does have some problems to it?
A lot?
Yeah.
I mean, we have all seen the penis pictures, right?
Well, not just that, though, but the fact that it's
just waiting for that.
Like, it's one of those things that, like, as a kid, you just sort of accept, like, oh, no, they're destined to be together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's okay they can't communicate or share any kind of real anything other than just, like, hey, you're hot, I'm hot, that's cool.
All people fall in love in one day.
Right, but as an adult, you're like, hey, it's a little weird. And this guy's just like, hey, what's up, stranger lady?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't talk? Perfect. I don't see why there's a problem here.
I'll take care of you. Yes.
I don't know.
Please come to the castle and I'll give you a nice dress.
What a hot redhead that won't talk back. That's like what her name.
The body language. Anyway. All right, so Mermaid, hands down, that's good. So next one. Now, this is another one. Let me go first on this. Well, no, Todd, you go first. You're our guest. So,
no,
Todd.
You can go first.
Well, this one's easy peasy, lemon squeezy for me. It's going to Mulan, because I've never seen Zootopia, so I don't give a shit.
So Zootopia is a fantastic movie for adults.
Cool.
Yes. If you're an adult, you should watch Zootopia. It's fantastic. Please forget Shakira, okay?
Like, she's the giraffe, right?
Like, she's like the big song. She's a gazelle.
And she's a singer. And so the big song is Shakira's song. I'm sorry. It's very poppy. The kids love it. It's a moment. We all dance in the house to it. Like, it's not for you. It's not for you. It's for kids.
Okay.
But everything else, great story.
Legit. Okay, good.
Super legit.
So I'm giving it to Mulan because I don't give a shit. I never saw Zootopia. So that's my vote. Todd, what about you?
Yeah.
I, well, My daughter actually voted for Mulan all the way. That's one of her favorites there. And Mulan, you know, enjoyable movie. You know, some good, powerful songs there. I guess questionable historical accuracy, as we're about to learn. but I have to agree with Shelley that the Zootopia, fantastic movie, especially as an adult. I loved it more than my kids, I think. It's one of my favorite movies of the year last year was Zootopia.
Okay. Chad, do you want to go? You know I have a soapbox about it, so like, I guess I should go last.
I'll make it short because Shelley's going to take up a bunch of time here. Zootopia. I actually voted for Zootopia.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not big on Mulan.
Is this going to be a problem?
What do you mean? Well, problem for what? Yes, it's going to be tied. It's going to
That's
be 2-2.
That's ish.
It is. I am going to vote for Zootopia. It is a better movie. It's a better story than Mulan.
Side note real quick, just my 2 cents. Mm-hmm. Would you say that Mulan is Pocahontas, but with a better lesson for girls?
That is my get up on a soapbox moment. First of all, Mulan, again, not a fucking princess. She didn't marry a prince.
True.
She got, a special medal and a special sword? Like, don't get me wrong. High honors. She got high honors for deceiving and lying the whole movie.
True.
Right? For saving her country, right? She saved her emperor. She wins. That's great. The reason that I get on a soapbox is not just because of Mulan. So all the great things that they do in Mulan for women, for empowerment, for saving your planet, for saving the world, is pooed on in Mulan 2.
That's true.
Mulan 2 was only about her getting her husband and all the women getting married to the guys and what kind of wives they would be. All of the empowerment moments they create in Mulan,
are undone.
They take a stinking pile of poop on in Mulan 2. It was like, we didn't know we did something great in Mulan for women, so let us ruin it in Mulan 2.
It makes Mulan seem like an accident, is what you're saying.
It does.
Of like, it was accidental greatness of like, yay, girl power.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it goes back to how Asian culture actually treats women and reminds us that, oh yeah, you're just a wife. Like, go back, cook some rice, make me some food, make me that tea, girl. Well, right? But they have a whole song in the movie about her being a good wife and how she's failing.
Oh, like, boy.
Failing, right?
Yikes.
So, here's my thought on this. I believe that in a tie situation, the guest
No, it's not tied. It's 3-1.
What?
No.
He voted for Zootopia.
No. He said that his daughter voted Mulan because she loves it.
Oh, no, but I voted Zootopia.
What
he
the hell? Oh, fuck!
Zootopia won.
Yeah. I'm alone on the island. Yeah. Holy shit, Todd, you swerved me.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, I voted Zootopia. I think that was my favorite movie.
Oh, damn it. I thought I was, I thought we were getting like a King of the Ring situation and the next one was just going to automatically advance. But
okay. Also could have done that.
This is really tough. This is really tough because I know Zach hasn't seen it. But I promise you, if you see it, you would vote Zootopia.
Well, I would say probably.
It's on Netflix. Go watch it. Yeah.
I would say probably because I don't have a necessarily like strong opinion about Mulan, and I knew of the second one completely undoing anything good of the first. I don't know. Let's Get Down to Business is pretty good though. That's a pretty great song. That first
it
one.
It is.
But I have no doubt if I saw Zootopia.
You know who
I would
the singing voice of that was?
Donny Osmond.
That is indeed Donny Osmond. I did not know
that
until.
Fuck with me on this.
He does know stuff.
So, a couple of things here. So we've got one bracket.
Zootopia also, yeah, I mean, you have a good like mystery, some great twists. Okay. Like the story of it is really neat. It's really like the whole, you know, even some of the political aspects of it is kind of interesting too.
Yeah. Okay.
That your kids wouldn't necessarily pick up on.
And unfortunately, not well known enough because I feel like it's really well for like teenagers and adults. Like Cheyenne likes it more now every time we watch it than when we watched it when she was like 5 or 6.
So they kind of adulted it too much.
Exactly. The story is so good that it a little bit goes over little kids' heads.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So the little kids like the action in the movie.
And then it's talking animals and
right, talking animals and like cool, like there's chases and all kinds of cool stuff, right? So they like all that stuff. But when it comes to the storyline that's happening, it's past them. Because it's a little political.
Interesting.
So if you're an adult, this is a great social experiment. It's a great, like, how class systems happen. Like, all of that. But kids don't get high. Yeah, okay. Kids don't get it. It's high bar for them.
So we've got one more bracket left, and then we have to start making some harder decisions.
We do.
We are almost. We're past, I think, at least the 30-minute mark already. I don't think we're making it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're not making it to Pixar.
We'll speed up the Pixar side.
Yeah, we're not making it to Pixar.
No, we have to finish.
So we'll do all Disney. We'll do all Disney. We'll finish the bracket for Disney. And then Pixar's going to have to be another episode. It's going to be like a 4-hour, like, thing. Well, we'll see.
We can do it.
So, last bracket here for the Disney side. This is the bracket that I call, thank God Luna's not here. Because it's Beauty and the Beast and Nightmare Before Christmas. Which I think, now Moana's in, that might be like, that's probably the trifecta for her.
That might be.
But, Todd, let's start with you. Beauty and the Beast.
Well, why don't I go later on? I'd like to hear someone else first.
We have an undecided party. Okay, Chad, what about you? Let's start with you.
I think I've decided, but yeah.
He's willing to listen to this. Some PowerPoint.
This was easily of the entire bracket, and I mean both sides, Disney and Pixar, probably the hardest one to fight with. But ultimately, I had to make the decision that if I was sitting here in front of the TV and I had both DVDs in my hand, which one is going into the machine? Nightmare Before Christmas goes in every time. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Interesting. Wins. Okay. Okay.
It was damn close, though. That one was damn close.
Okay.
By the way, screw the live-action version of it. Beauty and the Beast is only good in the animated version.
Okay. So this is a tough one for us because we just had our anniversary where we finally got to eat and be our guests.
Amazed.
Finally. So we were both amazed and a little critical of the experience because it had been built up for a really long time. Great food.
I know what you mean.
Great food. We did not eat in the two main ballrooms. Mm. They're boring. I don't know how to say it. Kids are probably awed by it. It does indeed look like the ballroom. It does have very cute cherubs. I made Chad take a picture of the black cherub on the ceiling because I was like, oh, he's all by himself and he's alone. That sounds appropriate. The library.
Did you eat in the Rose Room?
We did eat in the Rose Room.
We did eat in the Rose Room.
Look at you.
That's where we ate, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Because more adults...
how can you not?
More adults want to pick that. Yeah. That is considered the west side of the castle. It's his room. Yeah. It's his room. It is torn to shreds. It's dark.
That's cool.
The rose is there. It glows. My castle light up goblet. Does great there. Okay, I did indeed buy the light-up goblet. I'm tan. We roll like that. You know what I mean?
It's just really legit.
It's, you know what I mean? That's what we did. However, there is no other movie more beloved in our house than Nightmare Before Christmas. It shows in October and straight through Christmas. Like, it is a multi-holiday movie.
True.
It has held up because I remember watching it for the very first time. A very long time ago in 1993. We won't talk about what grade me and Chad were both in at that time, because it's vastly different.
Yeah, I was a junior.
Junior in high school. I was, I believe I was a middle schooler, rocking. And we watched it in art class because it was a testament to how claymation happened.
Very true.
And it's held up every year since. Mm. Okay? They put it on multiple times on network TV.
True.
Right? That means it's a classic if it goes on network TV. And my kids can sing all the songs even though they're scared by most things.
Good.
This does not scare them. It has to be Nightmare Before Christmas for us.
Interesting. Okay.
So that's two for us for that.
Okay. Very similar household in terms of Nightmare Before Christmas. Very big in this house. But Beauty and the Beast is huge, man. Beauty and the Beast is a big damn deal.
It is.
Similar to the Little Mermaid argument, historically, it is a huge deal. Am I not mistaken? Did it not win Best Picture?
It did. It did.
That is a big goddamn deal.
It got nominated, but did not win Best Picture.
Thank you, Todd.
Oh, man.
But the fact that it made it
was the first animated film to ever be nominated for Best Picture.
So that was a pretty big damn deal.
It is.
So, what year would that have been for Beauty and the Beast? 92?
Looking up now.
I don't know. I'd have to look that
Something
up.
Like that.
It might be. I might have a grievance if that's the year. But anyways,
1991.
Oh shit. Okay. I'll do a video later about what actually won that year. But anyways,
Was it Forrest Gump?
If it was, that's going to be my grievance. Because
no,
that means,
that was 94.
Oh, thank God. Because I was going to say, because if it beat out, if Forrest Gump beat out Shawshank, Pulp Fiction, and Beauty and the Beast, then there is no God. Anyway, but anywho, so,
Oh, you know, go ahead.
So, this is a super tough one. You guys were not kidding. This is a super tough decision. Both very, like, both have great songs, both very catchy songs. Both just good stories.
Stand up over time.
Both movies, I think we can agree, ruined in the modern era by fans, I would say.
Yeah.
Like annoying douche nozzles for Night Before Christmas, annoying douche nozzles for Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So both equally ruined, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, both got a resurgence way after the fact. Like, they mm-hmm, both yeah. kind of... Not, I wouldn't say cult classics is the right framing, but like
Nightmare Before Christmas is.
But how do you say that when Hot Topic has built a farm on that franchise for the last 10 years?
Because Hot Topic is
considered not like the my mom doesn't know what that store is.
Okay,
you know,
but like when that movie first came out.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is when that one came out, there was like very little, and Luna always. That's the Tim flag Burton, she's going to die on. Is that that movie wasn't a big deal in the beginning, and she loved it.
Built a franchise on that movie, right? So he got to do a bunch of other not that great claymation movies after it,
right?
Because it did so well.
But the fact is now Nightmare Before Christmas is this juggernaut of merch. Beauty and the Beast got the live action remake, so they both kind of gotten these like, hey, let's try to make money on these all over again, sort of a thing.
Exactly.
Greg Proops is in Nightmare Before Christmas. I love Greg Proops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Danny Elfman, Chris Sanders. There's a bunch of just awesome. An Ed O'Toole, I think, is in it too. Or no, Catherine O'Hara, rather.
Catherine O'Hara.
Sorry. Yeah. Super awesome part. Cast.
Paul Rubens in that movie too.
True. But fucking Murder, She Wrote is in Goddamn Beauty and the Beast.
True.
Like, and Gaston is an awesome villain. Gaston, one of the greatest swerves in animation history.
And
because if you watch that movie with the sound off, you go, how is this not the hero? How is Gaston not the good guy?
And because he's good in both movies. Gaston in both movies probably stand out. For us, it's probably LeFou? LeBouf?
Oh, LeFou, yeah.
LeFou.
Do enjoy LeFou a great deal.
In the live action, he is by far the best character. There's no other... Like, all of the rest of them...
Is garbage, yeah.
Pale to him. Yeah, right. He steals it the whole movie. And I love the little twist at the end with him in this grand ballroom... dance. I love that. It was cute. I appreciate it. That was the nod to, you know, us in the millennials.
Right.
And that it's okay. And that France was okay with it then, and they're okay with it now. You know what I mean?
So Zach, let me ask you a really funny question here. Which one are you voting for?
Yeah. Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the goddamn Beast. Yeah. Fuck you. Beauty and the Beast. Crazy old Maurice. Fuck you.
So I think we just have one more vote.
Yeah, Todd.
First of all, to answer the question before, the winner of Best Picture in that year beating out Beauty and the Beast was Silence of the Lambs. So
ooh, that
very
wins.
Different picture.
That wins.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. Yeah.
It's not like the year before when, let's see, who won it the year before was Dances with Wolves, you know. That,
yeah. 3 hours that I could have
that was a travesty
Todd,
right there.
While you're surfing the internet, what were the other nominees the year that Beauty and the Beast were nominated? I just want to think back of what a good year of movies that probably was.
So 1991 movies nominated, Beauty and the Beast, Bugsy, JFK, Prince of Tides, and Silence of the Lambs.
Stand corrected. There were two, and then the rest were like,
There were
Bugsy.
Two.
Yeah. JFK's pretty good.
Yeah.
JFK's pretty good. JFK's decent. All right, I'm going to come clean here and say that I have only seen Nightmare Before Christmas once.
I'm sorry.
And there was a number of years where I wanted to see it and my friends refused to let me see it because it was not between October and December. At any time during that time, I was just, it was just never on my mind. And eventually I did see it and I thought it was good. But I, as far as like a landmark movie with Beauty and the Beast just really boosting up, like, I mean, the music from that, like, I know that one, that movie, like, backwards and forwards, the characters from that are great. You know, the music, I know all the songs. The, you know, just you're bringing the prominence to the music in the, you know, overall, you know, animated music, making it, you know, that it's possible to be nominated for these big awards. Mm-hmm. I got to give it to Beauty and the Beast myself, too.
So what did your daughter go with?
She went with Beauty and the Beast. She's never seen Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah. So, yeah, so she, but Beauty and the Beast is one of her favorites. So,
we figured your daughter will break the tie on that one. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a solid tie, though, right? We all had
You can't
have both of them go through. That's
no,
like
that's the thing. In the twist, in the unbelievable, no one could have guessed a twist, Zootopia advances to the next round.
Well, it's an upset.
And a quarter of our hosts here, me, hasn't seen the damn thing.
Yeah.
So Zootopia.
I'm okay with correct that.
So Zootopia advances.
So it's a bye.
It's a bye.
And then Zootopia moves on. So let's go ahead and move on.
So now we
up.
Start back up to the top. Yeah. So Lion King and Princess and the Frog.
Lion King.
Okay. I guess this one we probably could go a little bit more down just the titles and not necessarily arguments. Yeah. But I will also say Lion King.
I'm going to say Princess and the Frog with an upset.
Oh, wow.
Todd?
I'm going to go Lion King.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Ugh. I knew I was going to lose.
Okay.
Sorry.
Tangled or Moana? Shelley.
Moana.
Todd.
Moana.
Chad.
Tangled.
Zach. Moana.
I was like, nice try, honey.
Definitely going to have to figure out at what point this...
While we're on Moana, does Moana count as a princess movie? I mean, she was not a princess either.
No, she's not a princess either. She is going to be a tribal leader.
And I think they even make a joke about that.
So
I'm gonna have to mark the tape of like when the series, like this is the heart pounding part. This is the PowerPoint presentations have been put away, and now it's the serious business time.
Yeah.
Aladdin or Little Mermaid, Todd.
Personally, I'm gonna do Aladdin.
Okay, Chad.
Little Mermaid.
Aladdin for me, Shelley.
Little Mermaid.
Did we tie again?
We did tie again.
So.
And we just eliminated.
You have got to be shitting me.
Zootopia gets
Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm trying to think of. This is goddamn King of the Ring 95.
Yes.
So wait, Zootopia gets a.
So Zootopia gets another bye because we eliminated both of those.
Oh my god, so no.
Right here.
Oh Christ. Okay.
So. This is exactly how my March Madness bracket went, by the way.
By the way, this is where it gets...
Also, travesty, by the way, because Aladdin was the goddamn jam. Like, with the exception of Jasmine's outfit, fucking Aladdin is amazing. Jafar, awesome. Iago, awesome. Aladdin, decent. Fucking Robin Hood. Why is it Robin Hood on this, by the way? Robin Hood would have been good.
Because it's more of the newer movies.
Oh, fuck that. Robin Hood would have been great.
It started in the 90s, it looks like. Yeah.
Look, bottom line, Robin Williams killed himself so that they wouldn't make a fucking live-action remake of Aladdin, all right? That is 100% a conspiracy theory.
You said that out loud.
That is 100% a conspiracy theory that I'm starting.
God.
He saved us all from a shitty, shitty remake where they're going to put the fucking Jafar is going to be played by Scarlett Johansson for some reason because she was goddamn Ka in fucking Jungle Book.
Okay. Calm down.
Lion King, Moana, Shelley.
This is a tough one. Okay, so I'm going to go with purely the one I would rather watch, and that is Moana.
Okay. Chad?
Lion King.
Todd?
Moana.
I got to give it to Lion King.
Oh, you guys were killing it.
Oh,
what
no!
are we doing?
Did that? Wait, goddammit, no!
We have to pick one.
Yeah, you're right. We have to pick one. I'm doing Moana then.
No, that's hysterical if Zootopia goes.
No,
to the
fuck fight. That, because I haven't seen it.
If Zootopia goes to the end,
the internet will burn us alive if we vote Zootopia the best.
So our final four on the Disney side, our last two on the Disney side, is Moana and Zootopia.
Yeah.
No one thought this was happening.
No. And here's the thing. I was going into Lion King saying, like, historically. Now, although you are 100% correct, Moana is about as close as they've ever gotten to be like, hey, let's tell a story about a different culture and not shit it up. Like, that is about as close as we've ever gotten. But I think historically, Lion King still plays a bigger role.
It does.
I remember... Does anybody else remember that weird, like, not behind the scenes footage necessarily, but they always had that fucking video they would show of like the five animators.
Yeah.
And they had a real lion in the studio just like relaxing.
Yeah.
And they just put people's lives in danger for no reason for the love of the art. They didn't do that with a crab, is what I'm saying, for Moana. Right. But
they do show a behind the scenes of Moana where they interviewed hundreds of Polynesians. True. Where they also learned about the what happened. That actually happened where Polynesians just stopped traveling. Going out. Yeah. Right. So they were like, how would this really have gone down? Like, what would have happened on the island if you didn't know why you stopped leaving it? You know what I mean? So I appreciate how much history they put into Moana. Like, actual, like, we researched, we brought in real Polynesians, you know what I mean? They did a lot.
Lynn sang with the Rock. Yeah. That's pretty great. Also, as like, traumatizing as Scar throwing Mufasa into the wildebeest stampede, when they open that coconut and it's all dead and dead inside, that really freaks me out. I don't know why. Like, every time I see it, I'm like, ugh, no, that's not cool. All right, so now it's Moana and Zootopia. The last two that no one could have bet on, that no one would have guessed. Todd, let's start with you. Moana or Zootopia?
Now, while I love Zootopia, I just got to give the overall better movie, resonating in so many different levels with Moana.
Excellent.
I got to give it to the Moana.
Excellent. Shelley?
Look, Moana was going to win. Moana was my pick from the gate. That is like Duke and Kansas wrapped up into one. I know you guys don't know basketball, but let me just assure you that those are two juggernauts.
It's Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold in 97 and 98 duct taped together.
I'm telling you, if you put all of the Attitude Era together, that would be Moana.
All
right,
Yeah. Chad?
Yeah.
Oh, you're pointing at me? Oh, Moana. Moana, great movie, or the movie I've never goddamn watched. You could have asked me Moana or goddamn Spookly the Square Pumpkin. Like, no, it's Moana in this case.
Okay. So, Chad, I'm sorry. You have not gone.
Yeah, I know.
What are you, avoiding this question?
No, not in the least. Zootopia.
You were such a shitty...
No, you're right, I'm lying. It's Moana.
There's no way.
There's no chance, yeah.
Holy
great
hell.
Great music, great story, great female lead, awesome. And The Rock. So, there you go.
Who is my secret second husband.
Right.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So do we go through the Pixar side quicker?
There's no way. We're already like almost at an hour. I think we wrap here, and then we have to have Todd back on to actually either do the Pixar side or talk about the shit we were supposed to talk about.
No, you have to do the whole bracket. We have to do the whole bracket.
Okay, we'll bring Todd back, and we'll do the whole bracket. We can't... Right. We've already exceeded our limit. SoundCloud's going to throw us off. We have to... So, okay. Todd... Jesus Christ, we're going to get crucified for this thing. Like, the internet is going to destroy us. How the fuck did Zootopia get that high? Anyway, Todd, this is the Get Your Shit In. Please tell people all the exciting news they need to know, other than, God, we've burned so many bridges on this Disney thing. They'll never let us back in the parks. So, Todd, please tell everyone, what do they need to know in the world of Todd right now?
Well, I mean, obviously with me, it's all about Phil Singer Games and the stuff that we're doing there, all the different wrestling games. So we have a big year this year. We are kind of launching our online game, kind of upgrading that, which is, you know, if you don't have time to play the regular cards and dice, we have everything available online with kind of a new revamped system there. We have a couple new sets that are coming out next week, next Monday, April 2nd. We'll have pre-order for Evolve 5, which is going to feature new card for Matt Riddle. We have DJ Z is going to have his first card in there, Dominic Guarini. The Workhorsemen, Anthony Henry and James Drake. We have who else is going to be in there? And we have a couple other big names who are going to be announced next Monday when pre-order goes on sale. I will say that they might be challenging for the Evolve titles this weekend or WrestleMania weekend, so that might give you a hint. Also, we have a new Legends of Wrestling set that's coming out. First two names announced for that were Johnny Valentine and the Masked Superstar. So a little bit of Southeast Wrestling. We have a couple big names to announce that I think our fans are going to be really happy with. We just released a legend set over the holidays that featured the Rock and Roll Express and a lot of their other tag teams from the Crockett era. Area, so I think you know some of these other new cars might go well with that as well. And then we also have a project that we're doing with Headlock Comic. If you guys are familiar with them, they mm-hmm. do an awesome comic. They do a Kickstarter every year, and then go around to a whole bunch of different conventions. They're all over the place. All their covers are done by Jerry Lawler, and have a lot of compilations with other people. I think Ric Flair is in the newest one. Kenny Omega mm-hmm. is doing a story as well. But we are doing a card set based on the characters for Headlocked, their last story there. So we're happy to be working with them, and hopefully see more stuff between them and us in the future. And then also we just announced this week details for Galacticon, which is our annual summer convention. This year we are going to Pittsburgh, and it's a whole weekend of fun, you know, playing tournaments, and we have our trivia contest, charity auction, stuff like that. We will be going to Pittsburgh Pirates game that Friday. We have a block of tickets for that. We have we're going to IWC Wrestling, which is kind of one of the better big indie feds in the area up there, so very excited to be working with them. And I think there's even going to be a WWE pay-per-view that Sunday night if you want to stick around, although with them changing around the whole WWE pay-per-view schedule and scrapping like a third of them, I'm not sure if that's still the case, but we will find out soon. But exciting stuff going on, and you know this summer we're releasing the new Champions of the Galaxy set there too as well, 2134, which I believe is somewhere around the 50th expansion for the GWF Champions of the Galaxy. So really really cool stuff coming up there.
Excellent.
Wow. Very nice.
And well, if anybody needs more information on that, you can either check the Phil Singer website. Or on social media.
PhilSingerGames.com or PhilSingerGames on Twitter, or follow us on Facebook. We post stuff there every Monday night, and even now, I think a couple other times during the week as some of the Legend stuff is getting closer to release, mm-hmm. too. So.
Excellent.
Very cool. Very nice. Well, and for all the dozens and dozens that are lighting up their torches and breaking out their pitchforks for the first half of that tournament, stay tuned. We will hopefully have the second part of this very soon.
Yeah.
And we will go over the. You can crucify us for the Pixar half,
which that gives me enough time to see Brave, Coco, Cars, Cars 2, The Good Dinosaur, finish Ratatouille, Inside Out, and Wall-E. So that gives
so
me enough time.
So we own all of those.
So
yeah,
it gives me enough time
help.
To see all of that shit,
except for Coco. We don't have that officially.
No worries.
Yet.
My mom has already purchased Coco.
Good, excellent. So everyone, including Luna, who might actually be listening to this episode just so she can yell at all of us.
Right.
Thank you all for listening and participating. If you feel we got anything wrong on the brackets, and I'm sure you do, feel free to yell at us online. We'd love to hear it. We want that abuse. And Todd, as always, a pleasure to have you on. I love that we completely, this was it. We just monopolized the whole episode with just the bracket. This is amazing. Todd, always a pleasure. Thank you, everyone, for listening at home. On behalf of everyone here at the IndieCast, I'm Zach Romero.
I'm Chad Allen.
I'm Shelley Allen.
And until next time, as everybody, we always say, deuces!